Ryan Honey's background in fundraising made him seem like a good fit for the position at the fledgling arts nonprofit known as TAKA.
There's not many that many chances you get professionally, I think, to build something from the ground up and to create something really special. And this is one of those chances.
According to board member Dick Carter, Honey was the right person from the start. TAKA is aiming to create a venue for performing arts in the Mid-Valley. Honey was the primary fundraiser for a film group in Los Angeles, but when he took the job of managing director in May, he was in a tough spot. He was trying to sell something that didn't really exist yet.
I really, really look forward to articulating down to the last detail what the vision for this is going to be and then seeing what it actually becomes.
Right now, TAKA is just a 2.3-acre plot of land where hopefully in the next 3 years, a facility will be built and performances can start happening. There will be kitchen space, computer labs, and performing arts spaces. Honey's transition into the job hasn't been easy, though. The first hint of trouble came up when Basalt town officials were reconsidering whether to fund the group. That was in August.
In Basalt, you know, there's a real need for more performing arts and for culinary arts and cinematic arts. And I don't think people should have to drive half an hour if they want to take their kids to see a show.
That's how Honey saw the need for the Arts Center. But town officials were confused about where money was going. TAKA's budget this year was $139,000, most of which comes from the town of Basalt. To be fair, neither the group nor the town were exactly on the same page. Honey said he had concerns about his future with the nonprofit, and he shared those with his wife.
What do we do? You know, what happens if this all, falls apart?
The conversations between TAKA and the town of Basalt helped clear things up, and Honey and his family became more confident.
We never really entertained it not working. We just kept working at it and working with, and the board and I kept meeting about it. And as someone who spent my life in and around the theater and in and around arts organizations, things never go as you rehearse them.
Though construction won't start until at least 2018, the plan is to start sponsoring performances next year. The estimated $7 million facility will be able to put a face to a name. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.